Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Last fall, I commented on the wonderful time I had visiting my 2-year-old grandson in northern Idaho. I talked about trying to save a few dollars by flying out of Medford instead of McKinleyville. But after a closed highway, a missed flight that was my fault, a long drive to Eugene, an extra cost for the ticket, an airport shutdown in Portland because the computers didn't work, delaying the flight, and my car that blew a head gasket in the extreme heat, flying out of here would have been a bargain. Well, last weekend I visited my grandson again for his 3rd birthday. Being frugal, I wasn't going to go through that routine again by driving to Medford, so I drove to Portland after work to catch a short flight to Spokane. Flying out of here, I would have gone to San Francisco first, then to Portland. Mentally, I have a problem going south to go north. Anyway, I arrived in Portland early enough to switch my ticket to an earlier flight. They do charge for that, you know. But I was more than willing to pay this extra fee to get to see my grandson 2 hours sooner. I made this earlier flight by only 10 minutes. I did tell the attendant at the counter of the fun last summer with all the problems, and we both laughed. 5 minutes later, in waiting to board, I noticed a message flashed up on the screen that the plane had been delayed. The next message a few minutes later said the flight had been canceled. I ran up to the counter to the same agent, and she saw me coming with a somewhat distressed look on her face. I said, "Go ahead and get me back on my original flight," which was in 2 hours. She pulled up the computer, looked at me with some hesitance, and said, "It's full." I chuckled, saying, "I'm tired. Please don't tease me like that." She said, "I'm not." I said, "You've got to be kidding." She said, "I wish I was." And I said, "Well, this is my grandson's birthday, and I've got to get there." She said, "I can get you to Seattle, and then you can fly to Spokane later tonight. You'll only be a few hours late." With no other option, I went to Seattle, thankful that I didn't have to go to Denver, Des Moines, or Canada first. Nothing would have surprised me at this point. The birthday was wonderful. It's hard to believe a 3-year-old can wear out 4 adults, one after another, and still have energy. I was exhausted, and yes, he's the smartest 3-year-old in the country, knows his letters and knows his numbers, can leap tall buildings with a single jump, etc., etc. I just have one request. Can we get a direct flight to Spokane from Eureka so I don't have to go through all this tomfoolery? If that won't happen, maybe I should just learn to leave original reservations as they are. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.